This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle and turkey eater, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you?
I thought you were just going to say turkey.
Well, that was the fastest thing that came to my mind. I could have gone somewhere.
He's not a turkey.
Well, a little cool this morning, but I guess we can expect
almost feels
that.
Like winter.
It's only 18 out there.
Yeah, I guess
that's
we can
hockey
expect
weather.
That this time of the year.
Let's build a rink out and let's play outside.
Yeah.
Hey, they're going to start playing pretty soon. Next,
I know.
1st of January.
You got it.
They're going to play that game.
Exactly.
And I think the players even like that one game out there.
Absolutely. And they've got more than one game.
Yeah, they got a Thanksgiving game.
Yeah.
Or the day after Thanksgiving, Rangers and somebody.
And we got that coming up. Tomorrow's the big Thanksgiving dinner at the Knights of Columbus in Taylor Springs. We want to give a plug out for that. That's always going to be a good time. And we had Pastor Matt and Al Lemmy here last week talking about that. And so hopefully they'll have a good turnout for that event.
They're looking for somewhere in the area of 500 people.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? And
that's a nice crowd. Then, if you're going to have 500,
and the Casey Hall over there in Taylor Springs, that's a nice sized facility. They can handle it. So
they have had as many as 600 to this community dinner. Well, it turned out to be a great thing, and hopefully they can keep it rolling. The churches have got behind it now, and
that's good.
Everybody's doing a good job.
Well, we got a couple of good guests here, not to change the course here. Of course, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is here, so you better be on your best behavior.
Well, you know, as I told you last week, what could be more appropriate the day before Thanksgiving than to have a turkey here with us?
So you better watch. You could get in the penalty box for that.
Yeah.
You better watch
gobble,
it.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
I had to come into work for this. Wow. We also have Frank Schwab here from the Illinois Valley Economic Development Corporation, and we'll have our conversations, hopefully, right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week, Frank Schwab from the Illinois Valley Economic Development Corporation and Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce are here as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Frank, it's been a while since we've had you on the program. Give us an update on things with the Illinois Valley Economic Development Corporation.
Okay. Well, I think the item I'd like to talk about today would be health insurance issues, if I may.
You better watch it. The ice may get thin on this.
Well, I don't know where we're going to go with the Affordable Care Act. I'd just like to briefly mention that we are involved, our organization, in assisting people with choices under the Affordable Care Act. And as you read and as you've seen on TV, quite frankly, the system isn't going as well as it should. But one of our major functions was to make people aware that they have to have insurance and some of their options in that endeavor. I think we've done a very good job there. But actually, to help people enroll, certainly, as you know, there have been a number of pitfalls there. I suspect there'll be some extension of the time beyond the 1 week that we've been told. But we're here to do that. We have a number of people that we need to call back if the system gets up where we could assist them. But even more than that, I'd like to also talk a little bit about this is also Medicare Part D application time through December 7th. And we also are assisting the seniors to determine whether their current drug plan is the one they need to stay on or should they look at something else. We only have till December 7th, but we're encouraging people, if they would like some help, to give our offices a call and to come in.
And you mentioned real briefly about the Affordable Care Act, and this is one thing that I have learned here because I'm administrator at a Moose Lodge in Hillsboro, and we have staff of six people, and I know there's a lot of questions about if I own a business and I have X amount, do I have to provide health insurance and that? That's not necessarily the case. I think the magic number is 50, isn't it? Correct?
Well, the big issue in terms of all the questions with regard to employers and their size is not necessarily something that we're engaged in.
Right.
But from experience, I do know that it's the larger employers having 100 employees or more who are required to have health insurance. There are other requirements for small businesses, and I would just have to defer that question because
right.
our particular purpose is to assist people who do not have insurance with some of their options.
Medicare Part D, though, that seemed to be a plan that's, I guess, fairly, it's worked well. It's what, how many years has that been implemented now? Three, four?
What would you say, Mickey? Is that about, sound about right to you?
It's one of the newer plans.
It really is.
I'm confused, like always.
Well, but the prescription
easy,
D.
Easy. Don't say anything. Easy. Okay.
But with the prescription D, that many of the people have to just select whether they want their current plan or a different plan. And what we're able to do is they come in with the list of the prescriptions that they're currently taking. We, once again, everything is computer-based. Mm-hmm. Get on to a particular program, enter the information, and it'll pretty well tell you if there's other plans out there that are more advantageous for the person. Well, I think we've found that most people are not switching their plans, but they want to come in and review where they're at with regard to their prescriptions and their current plan.
One thing we need to make a mention here, if they come into your office and talk with you about that you can't make the decision for them.
No.
The people that come in to talk with you, it's their call with their families or whatever that have to make that decision. You can probably give them guidance, but you can't make the decision for them.
That's correct.
Point them in the right direction.
That's correct.
That would be a better way
to say
it.
One of the big issues I hear people talking about are big concerns, I guess would be a better word. Can I keep my family physician? There's a lot of concern about that with the different plans. Do I get to keep my family physician or whatever? And this is a concern to people.
Well, I think one of the issues that has to be resolved is when you review the plans is to be able to get enough information on those plans to make that decision. And that's part of the flawed system, in my view, is being able to get the information needed to do that. And as I say, once we can get on the system, and there's other in-person counselors, as they're called, or navigators throughout the area, that certainly is a concern for a lot of people.
And with everything going on with Medicare Part D, with everything, that opens up the doors for scammers. I've already had a couple press releases through the local authorities about scammers right now. Be on the lookout, and you got to know the company. I mean, you have to do some research to educate yourself on the companies involved, but it makes the point. Do not ever give out personal information over the phone, especially on a company that you have never even heard of or dealt with.
Absolutely.
And anytime you have to pay a fee for anything to get information, that's the red flag, one of the red flags I watch for. Another thing is I wanted to point out, Frank, in if you're talking about the prescription thing under a D, if you're not for sure – you have a question, the best way, if you don't know for sure, go to your pharmacy if you have been dealing with this pharmacy for quite a while. The pharmacy is going to point you in the right direction. Sure, they're going to help to keep that business there, but at least they're not going to mislead you like other strangers will.
No, I agree. That's very true. And the other thing is your plan is based upon your current medications. So if you enroll in a plan and 6 months into next year it changes, it may not pay as well based on your prescriptions, but that's the way it's set up to do it at the particular time.
Let's change the course here a little bit. Economic development, and let's go into some happy times. Obviously, we all know what Friday is. It's the biggest shopping day of the year. And
No more.
Well,
Thursday is.
Well, now Thursday. Yeah.
I mean, today, even today, I've seen. Well, That's all I could hear from 4 o'clock this morning on is come in at 5 o'clock, come in at 6 o'clock.
Right,
we got the Black Friday sales today, not Friday.
But the importance is, especially in terms of economic development this season, because there's a lot of money that gets transferred that goes into the city coffers, whether it's in Benelde, Staunton, Hillsboro, wherever. And it stresses the importance about shop local. And if you can shop local to save the gas and to spend the money, that helps out in the long run.
Well, Deanna DiMuccio mentioned something in her meeting where I was attending at, that when you spend your money locally, 60% plus, I think she said 67%, comes back to the municipality with the taxes and everything. But if you go to another out of the county's place, for an example, and spend your money, you only get 40%. That's a lot of money that's not coming in that it could keel and keep your communities going, your municipalities going, for the purpose of that do improvements you always want to do.
I agree. That is
so. That's where everybody. I don't think a lot of people understand what the money is involved. All they know is I can drive 50 miles and get something for $25 less.
You know, when you add gas and that $50 turns about what you normally would spend anyway. This is a very, especially with Macoupin, Montgomery County, and even Jersey County. You mentioned before we went on the air that you were in Jerseyville. This is a very important time for economic development in these three county areas, isn't it?
Very much so. Most people spend a good portion of their funding for various things at this time. And as you know, most retailers make their money during November and December, a substantial part. Certainly want to encourage everybody to shop locally as much as they can. At least consider the local stores before you go elsewhere.
And if you can't find it locally, then you can you can go out.
Exactly. And when you shop local, gentlemen, you're not only helping that local businessman, but that local businessman is a guy who maybe you attend the same church to with, or you go out to eat with, or whatever. You know, it's the relationship between you and the business owner that you really need to consider.
Let's talk a little bit selling this area in regards, let's say you get a phone call at the office, and I know this is how it works sometimes here in Montgomery County. The Economic Development Corporation gets a call saying, hey, I'm interested in the area. What do you have? I'm assuming, is that semi-close to what you get to sometimes on the economic development front, that they call you and say, hey, we're interested in Gillespie for X, Y, and Z. Is there space available?
Well, we may get a few of those calls, but we normally would refer those to some of the more economic development groups that are available in the county.
Okay.
More what we'll do is providing services to people who are lower income or need assistance in particular areas. What we're doing with Prescription D and affordable care, irregardless of income, we're available to provide those questions in that area.
Okay. Then you can't answer my question. I was going to see how much of a sale or easy of a sale this area is now to a potential business, or how tough it is.
Well, in Macoupin County, for an example, and this goes for Montgomery County too, and Jersey, most other counties, if you have one, and Macoupin County does, MEDP, Sherry Albright there, she has brought several businesses in with her powerful presentation and everything, and still working on it all the time. And with the economy as the way it's been for the last 4 or 5 years, it's been rough when we started this. But we're doing good, and we want to keep on going. And when anybody calls Sherry, boy, she gets a committee together, and we get together and start putting things together for them. That's what they want. They want information. That's what they all do. It's important. And it's just not Macoupin County MEDP. It's Montgomery and everybody else that has that office.
So low-income assistance, is it easier now to get than before? Or is it still difficult?
No, you know, we went through sequestration not that many months ago, and with that, all federal discretionary money was reduced. With the 14 budget, we still don't have a federal budget. Most of the dollars that are available are federal dollars, not state. There's been reductions in those areas. Mm-hmm. We do a lot, for example, with heating assistance. Our funding has been adequate, but is less than it was last year. And until they decide on a budget, I suspect that there'll be even more of a reduction in programs that serve.
And you mentioned the LIHEAP.
Yes.
The LIHEAP program. We mentioned at the top of the show how it was 18 degrees outside. This could be a very interesting winter in regards to extreme cold. And with individuals needing heat to keep their house warm to be functional.
Right. Well, and I think we'll start seeing an influx of people when the temperature goes down. But actually, where we're at, because we start our program first part of September, our numbers are pretty well where they were last year, which is good. So we are seeing the people, and we have we are booked fairly well throughout the year. Always encourage people if they haven't been in. Like to always mention, though, they only get a one-time payment. I mean, mm-hmm. even though sometimes it's difficult to get by with those things, it's a one-time credit, and it goes to the utility company.
For 1 month?
Well, it's based upon income and type of fuel. And the average payment is somewhere between $450 and $500 per family.
And this could be needed because I know especially families, like I'll speak on my behalf, we're on budget billing, but, yes. you know, you keep a track on like, oh, you're $80 behind, and it's like, you know, at the end of the year, you're trying to like, okay, well, let's see.
Right.
Well, power bill may be up a little bit depending on how cold it is. That adds up fairly quickly.
It does.
It's going to be a long, cold winter from some of the predictors. I mean, it's going
cold
to be cold.
I can handle. Yeah. Snow and ice?
Well, but just think what people south of us has had. Dallas, Fort Worth, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and on the East Coast. They've had ice, snow, and everything. It's interrupt the airlines. The flying out of Dallas, flying out of the East Coast now is going to be really miserable.
And when we get in these cold temperatures, and it's really not that cold yet like last night, but you watch television and you see the tragedies already happening. A family in St. Louis lost their home, and all they had was a space heater, and it overheated and set the house on fire, and a little boy lost his life. And these tragedies will multiply considerably the colder it gets and the longer it stays that way.
That's right.
Frank, you mentioned something real quickly here about federal funding and how it's decreased. You look at the calendar right now, federal government's, I believe it's operational until February. Watch that month because they've already pushed back, and I've already, the time that you can file your taxes for refunds and that, if the federal government, if they can't come up with a deal, and party affiliation aside, by that February deadline, all heck will break loose. I mean, it can be that would be a devastating blow to this country.
Well, I think people forgot what we went through already just to get to where we are now with a continuing resolution. Mm-hmm. And depending, I think there's discussion with regard to more cuts coming to play. And the question is, will they have those cuts or not? Now, there's another train of thought is that they'd like to get defense out of there. There's a lot of people who believe the defense can't be cut anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as defense is tied in with everything else, they might be a little more gentler.
Right.
Just
wait and see.
We just have to see.
We just wait and see.
And the push for that dollar is going to continue because now we're talking about keeping troops in Afghanistan a lot longer. And who knows what the deal with Iran is going to cost us, you know, and this is all competition for the American dollar.
Exactly.
Frank, anyone seeking more information regarding the economic Illinois Valley, what's the number that they can call?
Okay, we'd like them to call our Gillespie office. The number there is area code 217-839-4431. For those people who would like to come in for more information on Medicare Part D, feel free to call today and next week. We have through December 7th to see more people. We will schedule people as soon as we can to assist them. Likewise, If they're interested in more information on the Affordable Care Act, feel free to call. Likewise, if you need assistance with the heating assistance program, call. We're available to schedule an appointment, talk to people as well.
Frank, it's always a pleasure. Good having you back on the program, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Mickey, let's turn things over to you. We've got a couple minutes left on the program here. I know this is a busy time for the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. You've got your Holiday Sparkle event fast approaching. You want to talk with us a little bit about that?
Yes. We're going to hold that on always the first Saturday in December, right at the week after Christmas, or week after Thanksgiving. Holiday Sparkle basically is for the business to have the people come in and for the local issues, come in and see if they can buy the local things they're looking at, because we have a lot of new stores in town and everything like that. We have some restaurants and things like that. You can come and spend a few bucks in our town. And we also have Snack with Santa. You come in and get a digit photo at breakfast there. You also get a free ticket to ride the choo-choo train. And you also get a ticket to visit the petting zoo out there by UCB Bank parking lot. They have reindeers, camels, buffaloes, a zoo, Z-U-L-U. I'll say it, but I can't pronounce it right. And everything else we have. Last year, we had over 500 people visit that thing on that Saturday. This year, we're hoping for a bigger crowd.
I have to ask you this as we're coming close to the program. The run that the Miners football team was on, that had to be a nice little boost for the businesses in the Gillespie-Bunnell area, wasn't it?
When the week leading into the game with Staunton, mm-hmm, was very, very big. The restaurants were full the whole after the football game. I want to say it that way because it started at 1. Mm-hmm. And then when it was over, it was not the best for Gillespie. Good luck to Staunton. Staunton won the following week. Now they're going to state. So I'm sure the boys from Gillespie are feeling still good because they lost to the team that's in the state. But it was good for the economy. We saw a lot of people that stopped in and visit, like the Maury's restaurant. They never saw because that's still less than 18 months old. That hadn't been up in the Bunnell area there. And then you have the new restaurants there too, the Mexican and Chinese restaurant there, and then things like that. But the bottom line is that we increased our sales tax a little bit. Now how much, I will never know. We can't get that broken down any. But it did increase, because I don't know what the attendance was at the football game, several thousand, mm-hmm, but it was good. It was good for the economy. We just wish we could have went to the other one. But December 6th and December 7th is the Holiday Sparkle Days.
Okay. Mickey, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time, and look forward to our chats in the future. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, you too. And Uncle Ralph, next week we got the ladies from Lincoln Land Community College,
mm-hmm,
scheduled to be on the program. So stay tuned for that. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.